Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will discuss who is Sita Soren and how her switch from Jharkhand Mukti Morcha to the Bharatiya Janata Party will electorally impact Jharkhand. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha founder Shibu Soren's daughter-in-law Sita Soren switched to the Bharatiya Janata Party Tuesday, accusing the JMM's leadership of neglecting her and her family. Sita, who was a general secretary of JMM, is a three-time MLA. In her resignation address to Shibu Soren, she said she was resigning with a very sad heart and that her husband had worked for the JMM with great dedication and sacrifice. And I quote the letter, "Since the demise of my late husband Durga Soren, who was leading warrior of the Jharkhand movement and a great revolutionary, I and my family have been victims of continuous neglect. The party and family members have isolated us. It has been extremely painful for me. I had hoped that the situation would improve with time, but unfortunately it did not happen," unquote. Her dissent, however, has not come overnight, but was brewing for the past several years, many within the JMM told The Print. In 2009, Sita lost her husband, who would have taken over the reins of the party, being the eldest son of JMM patriarch Shibu Soren and also someone who was an integral part of the Jharkhand statehood movement. A JMM leader told The Print that Durga Soren's untimely death not only cut short his political career but paved the way for Hemant Soren to be the successor of the party. After Durga's demise, his wife and daughters ended up becoming a separate power center, he said, within the party, and they felt continuously sidelined within the party. Sita Soren, who represented the Jama Assembly seat from Dumka, not only resigned from the party on March 19, but also tendered her resignation as party MLA, claiming that she and her family had been sidelined. Sita has been a vocal critic of her brother-in-law Hemant Soren's government too. For instance, in April 2022, she had accused the Hemant Soren government of being ineffective in curbing the loot of land in the mineral-rich state. However, many within the JMM claim that while she was dissatisfied with the party, she had no intention of leaving it. Sita Soren's name had come up in the Note for Vote case. She's accused of accepting a bribe from an independent candidate in the 2012 Rajya Sabha elections. Soren had moved the top court after the Patna High Court refused to quash the corruption FIR against her. She had quoted the Supreme Court's 1998 judgment in the JMM bribery case, which said MPMLAs have immunity even in bribery cases. Her contention before the top court was that she didn't vote in that election and hence was covered under the 1998 SC ruling that protected lawmakers similarly placed. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court overruled the 1998 JMM bribery case ruling, removing the immunity it extended to lawmakers involved in a corruption case. Resultantly, Sita Soren would have had to face trial before the special CBI court, which is already examining witnesses in the 2012 horse trading case, JMM leaders told The Print. JMM leader Manoj Pandey, while speaking to The Print, said that the CBI has a horse trading case against Sita. She must have been pressurized and given in, thinking she did not have any other option. He said, "We are quite sure she will now get relief in that case." And I quote, "Apne aap ko bachane ke liye unhone BJP join ki hai. She has joined BJP to save herself." Asked what impact it would have on the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, Pandey said it won't have any impact at all. And I quote, "Ek person bhi asar nahi hoga elections pe. Isse pehle bhi inse bade neta JMM chhod kar gaye hain aur wo fir khud wapas bhi aaye hain. There will not even be a 1% impact on elections. Before this too, bigger JMM leaders have left and returned. This is a suicidal step," he said. "This party is of Guruji and Hemant Soren has helped it reach its position," unquote. Many in the JMM claim that Sita Soren's exit would not have any impact on the party as well as its electoral prospects. Manoj Pandey said, "Family se inka wajood hai. Durga ji, Sita Soren's husband, ne party ko bahut aage badhaya and inka BJP join karna unke sapno ko todna hai." Sita's identity comes from the family. Her husband Durga ji took the party forward and her joining the BJP is like crashing his dreams, he said. He further said there are many senior MLAs within the party who are still not part of the cabinet and they have never complained, but she has always expressed dissatisfaction. The BJP welcomed Sita Soren in the party's fold, calling her Jharkhand ki neta, Adivasi neta. And I quote BJP leader Vinod Tavade, who said, BJP's strength has grown in Jharkhand. The effects will be visible in the assembly polls with the entry of Sita Soren. While being inducted in the BJP in Delhi, Sita Soren said she was joining the Mahaparivar of PM Modi after leaving the JMM. She said, "I also struggled a lot and was with JMM for 14 years under my father-in-law Shibu Soren ji and my husband. The dream of Jharkhand becoming a separate state was realized." In her joining speech, Sita Soren stressed on the contribution of her husband Durga Soren in the statehood movement. She further pointed out that to fulfill his dream, she became an MLA. "But the place we should have reached in all these 24 years, we could not," she pointed out. Sita also pledged to ensure BJP emerges victorious in all the state's 14 Lok Sabha seats. In the 2019 general election, the BJP had won 11 of the 14 Lok Sabha seats in Jharkhand, while its ally AJSU secured one seat. Both the JMM and Congress have one seat each. For the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, the BJP has already announced candidates for 11 seats, while the NDA bloc is yet to announce its nominee as talks continue among allies, including the JMM and Congress, over seat sharing. The BJP has been eyeing the tribal vote bank, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi last year announcing a ₹24,000 crore welfare mission for 2.8 million vulnerable tribal groups. Standing before a statue of Birsa Munda, Modi had made a speech in Khunti, but his message was not limited to Jharkhand but aimed at tribal areas across the country. In 2019, the BJP had won 31 of 47 reserve seats in 2019 and 27 of the 47 seats in 2014, a tally it wants to increase further as NDA looks to cross the 400 mark. Whether it was Hemant Soren taking over the reins of the party to the increasing clout of Hemant Soren's wife Kalpana Soren, Sita has always been vocal in expressing her dissatisfaction within the political party. Sita has always been vocal in expressing her dissatisfaction within the political family. Eyebrows were raised in 2021 when Sita Soren's daughters had floated a separate outfit called Durga Soren. Though they had claimed it was a non-political outfit, many within the party had seen it as Sita trying to create another power center using the Soren legacy. Sita had been unhappy that one of the probable candidates named for the CM's post was Kalpana Soren, Hemant Soren's wife, and had openly opposed the move. Explaining the rationale behind the move, as far as BJP is concerned, a party functionary said that after the BJP's experiment with a non-tribal chief minister, Raghubar Das, failed, it brought back Babulal Marandi and wants to focus on tribal politics, and Sita Soren fits well in that role. And I quote a BJP leader who he said, "She alone is not a big face, but the party is looking to focus on the Soren legacy. In Jharkhand, the tribals largely fall under two categories, Christian and non-Christian, with the former largely supporting the Congress and the latter JMM. The BJP is focusing on the JMM vote bank, and Guruji ki Bahu fits well in that tribal politics role," said a BJP leader. The BJP is also hoping that after Sita Soren's exit, more such defections may happen ahead of the elections. Senior BJP leader Sunil Kumar, while talking to the print, expressed confidence that Sita Soren's entry will further strengthen the party's poll prospects. He termed her a prominent Adivasi leader and said that she has joined the BJP, expressing confidence in PM Modi's vision for the country, and has been quite vocal about the shadow government that is being run in the state and how there's no internal democracy. He said her entry will have a positive impact across the state and it will help the BJP to penetrate into the tribal belt. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast. Do listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table every day. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you.